And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
104.
Oh, you've woken up. You must be watching the match.
What do you mean I've woken up?
Listen. Low crowd sounds.
I'm listening to the match, I'm monitoring Brooklands, I'm listening to you.
Oh, I know. Life's busy, isn't it? I'm still recovering from last night, just saying. Right, I need to get into the chat so I can say hello to all of you lovely MacBiters. Where's the chat gone? Is Jed still typing?
Probably.
About 10 minutes ago on WhatsApp.
Have you played the intro music yet?
Yes, of course I have.
Oh, right.
What do you mean? Do you think I'm a half-wit?
No, I didn't hit manual. I wouldn't hear it, would I?
No, because you've got your headphones attached to your computer.
Listen to the football.
Can't get the stuff. Just can't get the stuff. Right, as I was saying about 10 minutes ago, I was going to go and see the chat. Hello! Oh, you were in first, Mike. I think he cheated, though. Good evening, Jonathan.
I was testing the chat earlier.
How's my melted kit? Not too good, Kim. The weather. It's indescribable. Although it's telling me it's 16 degrees, which is a whole lot better than 32, it's still oppressively, horribly, sticky warm. Apart from Lola, who's wet through. Daddy took her for a walk this morning, didn't you?
Yes.
And it was all right when they left. And then the heavens opened and she's come back looking like she's had a perm.
Poor
she
Lola.
Is not pleased. In fact, she was a bit dubious about going out this afternoon, wasn't she? Oh, well, bless. Are they having a drinks break?
Yes.
And what's the sound crowd while the crowd sounds while having a drinks break?
Just normal.
Just like, get on with it. These players look like they're 12. It's scary. Anyways, yeah, so weather. Still sticky, still horrid. But we've got intermittent sort of rainstorms and it goes crazy for 10 minutes and then stops. So it's saying at the moment it's 16 degrees and there's going to be rain by midnight. And at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, Mike. Probably not the best idea to take the dog out though. Just saying. But then we don't tend to take the dog out at silly o'clock like that. But,
yes, Jed was typing his will.
Oh, he is typing his will, yeah. Is he? Let's have a look. What's he typing?
If you want a whole album of worst time of all time songs, look no further than Images by the one all time best David Bowie.
The Laughing Gnome.
Yeah, the Laughing Gnome.
I've never heard of Uncle Arthur. Strange music and lyrics, but at the same time likeable. It must have been the LSD. Crying out loud. Ooh, you know what? He likes The Who. They did a few odd ones as well, as did The Stones and Floyd.
He's showing his age, though.
What a musical. He's a 70s boy. What can I say? But Jonathan likes The Who. Jonathan got recommended a doggy mat.
Got recommended for?
A doggy mat. That's because you bought that aircon. So you know how they work. Bought an air conditioner. Now you want an aeroplane or something bizarre like that. Yeah, that's why you'll have got it. Does anyone have tips on cleaning AirPods?
Yes.
I'd have thought ear cleaners.
I was going to say, I used ear cleaners.
Yeah, ear cleaners. What they're called? Johnson's. Johnson's ear things. They used to be plastic and were fabulous.
I had exactly the same thing, Johnny.
Let's not get graphic.
Yeah, I won't mention it either.
No, let's not get graphic.
But it's funny you should mention that, because the other week, because I often wear just one. I often wear just the right one, especially when I'm out with Lola, because obviously...
One ear out.
Well, they've scored.
Who have?
Norwich.
Well, not on mine, they haven't.
No.
I'm on the iPad, so I'm 5 minutes behind.
Yeah, I usually just wear one. So that particular one obviously gets more use. And I was thinking the sound doesn't sound as good as it should do. And I turned the iPhone sound right up. And then I put the other one in. And then I realised what the problem was.
Yes.
Yes, that
I
it
would
needed
say,
cleaning.
Get some... alcohol as well. Just dip the cotton bud in alcohol and very gently clean it.
Or just use...
This is why I have proper headphones. That was a good shot. You can't deny that. Good God, I thought he was a girl. Why is he wearing Alice band? Oh dear. thought we were having mixed teams now. Tektronics. Oh, they're fabulous. They are amazingly wonderful. The other
Carolyn
day,
says thank you. She's in her element.
Good. We've got a music special going live on Brooklands at the moment. Music of the Musicals. And they're all selected by Carolyn. And Carolyn actually works at a stage school. And she puts on lots of productions. She's basically the floor manager for the productions. And obviously she's been on furlough for the best part of 4 months. And can't actually do a job. And she loves her job. So we've got 60 minutes of her favourites. And more than that, they're hidden gems from the musicals. So not the ones you would usually think of. Having said that, she put one in. There's a quick aside here. She put one in and I thought, I know this one. And I've not been to many musicals, trust me. But the first musical that I got dragged along to, that'd be about 3 years ago now, they do a production and all the children from their stage school play the children in whatever it is. And this one was Miss Saigon. And I'd been along to it, first time I'd ever seen it, and I definitely remember this song in it. So she'd included it as one of her hidden gems, and I thought, well, I wonder why, because I remember it, so it must be really popular. So I goes through the list. Can I find this song? No. And I thought, but this is bizarre, because I've got the whole soundtrack to Miss Saigon, and this song is not there. So I start hunting. Turns out, just like Virginia Woolf, where Edward Albee rewrote The Flaming Thing and took out half the stuff that made sense. They'd taken the song out of the musical, so I had to find it elsewhere, shall we say. But I did, and it's in there, and she'll be listening to it. Right, let's have a look. Will gin work for the alcohol? I don't see why not. Just don't put any mixer with it. It'll be fine. Or ear cleaners the same as Q-tips. They used to be called Q-tips here. And then I think there was something to do with a trademark, and they became... are they actually called that? Let's have a look. Baby cotton buds is what they're called. Johnson's baby cotton buds. This is what you need, isn't it? This is absolutely what you need for your tech. Having said that, I use those to clean all kinds of things. Keyboards and everything. If you think about your Apple keyboard, where you've got the like silver bits between the keys. Baby earbud, absolutely perfect. Stick some isopropyl alcohol on it and you are good to clean. So, would gin work? I don't see why not, but it depends if it's mixed with anything. If it's got anything sticky in it, no. Vodka works well. Have you got any vodka? You're probably easier to get vodka these days than much else. So this could go to extra time and penalties, could it, Mike?
Yeah.
This is going to run and run, this one, you mean? Mike's got more than half an eye on the match. It is the FA Cup quarter-final day today, and United are playing Norwich at Norwich. Norwich is a bad place to get to. It's not on a motorway. It's uncivilised. In fact, a dirt track over there and you're doing well. But somehow they've managed to get there. Ollie's got a bit of a tan, hasn't he? Where's he been? And it's 1-1 at the minute. They were winning, but now they're not. CQ, Derb, CQ. See, Kim uses them to clean a lot of things. Oh, wouldn't go near a Samoyed's ears with anything. You know, they've got their selective Samoyed deafness to wear with pride. Oh, we're going to have to play something for Jed, aren't we? But I'm liking that there's chatting in the chat, even though we're not there. Middle of nowhere. Oh, you're not kidding. I've had the misfortune to visit there. Did I go twice or just the once? That's how bad it is. I can't remember. I sort of switch off. Once I'm about 5 minutes from a motorway, that's me done. Because in the UK, the roads aren't like... long and straight. No. They are uphill, down dale, and windy as anything. And I do not travel well in a car. Ask my father. We went on a trip once to Windsor. Windsor is this side of London, so it's probably about 160 miles. And I wasn't travelling well then. I've never travelled well, not since a child. And this particular one, I must have been about 13, something like that. We got going, and every time we went, you know, if we're going anywhere, you have to take a bucket for me. So he goes out with a bowl, and I was sick 14 times between here and there. My dad, no sympathy at all. I mean, it was as if you were doing it deliberately. No sympathy at all. Oh, for crying out loud, I have to stop again. It wasn't my fault.
I actually think there could be something wrong with this right one.
You don't think it's just that, then?
No, because I've cleaned it, and it's still much, much lower.
Oh, you might have to take it back. Mind you, when did we buy them?
I don't know.
I think it was March last year. I think you're out of AppleCare, put it like that. Because you wouldn't have had any extra, would you?
I'll get AirPod Pros then.
AirPod Pros? One on each ear?
Then I can have surround sound.
Crying out loud, don't get me going. So if I wasn't good on the way to Windsor, you can imagine how bad I was on the way to Norwich. My poor father. All he was worried about was his car. You know, if you're going to be sick, use the bowl. But you know when you feel really, really sick? I mean, can you just imagine your worst day being sick and then multiplying it by 14? And all he's doing is yank, 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 my car. I will admit, he was the same with other people's cars. We went to Ireland once and we went off the beaten track. By this stage, I wasn't quite so sick as I had been as a child, thankfully. But we'd hired a car, so we went over on the boat, hired a car when we got there, and we drove out to the Kerry Mountains. So it's quite away from Dublin. And we ended up in this village, really tiny, beautiful village. But it was 1984, so it's a long time ago, and it was in the middle of the Troubles. And there was suddenly this noise, and it sounded like thunder. So we're looking at the sky thinking, it looks all right. You know, I don't think the weather's that bad. But everybody disappeared off the streets. And we're just left stood there, you know, three tourists looking a bit dumb. When round the corner came the source of the noise. And it was the army. I wouldn't like to say whose army, but it was the army. They were in combats. They had trucks, they had tanks, you name it. So it was particularly the tank that was making the noise. And we just stood there, horrified, like, don't move. Just put your hands up and don't move. Clearly that's why everybody had gone in. But when we got back to the car, the reason that we'd stopped was to get a drink for Mum. So we got back to the car and Mum had taken a drink of this milk. And I think she'd gone at it too much and she started coughing. And all Dad's saying, so she's really choking. You know when you cough and you're choking, she was doing that. And Dad said, don't get any of that milk on the window. It was a hire car. Could have understood it if it was his. Oh, he was a menace with his cars. So yes, I wasn't popular as a child.
Yeah, but people have been sick in my car.
Oh yes. That was a really good example that was set, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were having a barbecue and somebody who should have known better, she was 89 at the time, got a little bit merry. Was it whiskey?
I can't remember.
I think it was whiskey.
But this is what church people are like.
I know, but they should be setting the younger ones an example. Instead of which, we had to carry her home, literally. A taxi turned up to pick her up and she was that green and she was being sick and he said, I'm not taking her. So we had to get her home. And that was only the first time. That has happened three or four times in the 5 years that we have been there. And it's always the older ones. They set us younger ones a terrible example. Jonathan wants AirPod Pros as well. Isn't there a new pair coming out? Isn't that the point? So shouldn't we wait a bit? She doesn't mind driving, but doesn't make a great passenger though. That does sound like me. Actually, I'm okay with Mike, but I do let him know if he drives, as I call it, with clogs on. My dad was very, very heavy-footed in a car. So he would slow down for the lights like 3 miles before. But he was very heavy-footed when it came to changing gear and stuff because he drove a truck. So he actually drove like HGVs for a living. And, you know, there was no niceties with those. You really had to go for it. And he would drive a car like that. So as far as I was concerned, there was too much forward and backward motion as he was changing gears and things. Once I started driving, I was absolutely fine. Because on the one hand, he wanted me to be driving because that meant I'd take Mum shopping and he didn't have to. Crafty boy. But on the other, you know, if I was all right driving, then it was like saying that I was only ever sick when he was driving. Which, funnily enough, I was. Amazing, that, isn't it?
Can you still get normal AirPods? Or do they only do AirPod Pros?
You can still get both, as far as I know. Yeah. Is that part of your presidential duties, Mike? What bit's that? What bit's that, Kim? Let us know.
Taking drunken old ladies home, I think.
No, to be honest, no, it's not. That's just at church. That's not the Catanians. Although, there was this occasion. This was bad. This was really bad. We went out for the end of year meal. And we were going to a Thai restaurant. Now, Thai, I find a bit spicy. So I'd specifically said, is it spicy or can I get something that's not spicy? Oh, it's not that spicy, said the woman who organised it. So we heads out there. I mean, I think I need to mention who was there, but not by name. We'd had a new member and the new member had brought his wife along for the first time. And it was like, oh, we've got to look after them. We've got to look after them, you know, new members. More importantly than that, for half of them, the lady in question was a sitting MP. So she was doubly looked after. So we ended up with her on our table. So there was Mike and I, Nina and Chidge, the MP and her husband, and all of the single guys whose wives hadn't come. This was a big mistake. So we get going with the meal. Oh, was it spicy? You literally couldn't eat it. Plus the fact, on our table, we had 10. And they were only serving for 6 or 7. So it was like the food arrived and you were like, gannet straight in there or you wouldn't get any. And it was a house menu, so you couldn't choose anything else. So we get going. Two of these guys sat next to each other. One of them could definitely hold his drink. The other, less so, but thought he could. Well, I don't know how many he'd had before he arrived. And we're talking grown men here, you know, in their 60s. At the youngest, apart from Mike. So he gets going and he gets really belligerent. Really belligerent. And this was, it would have been the end of March. I'm trying to think. The Brexit thing was sorted, wasn't it, for not that end of March. It was the following year. But obviously the Brexit thing was writ large. And this guy starts arguing with the MP. We're like, no, don't mention Brexit, anything but Brexit. Could we shut him up? No chance. No chance. We tried everything. We tried, like, you know, just be quiet, be quiet. Then it was like, well, agree with him. And then he can't argue. Just agree with him. Tell him he's right. No, that didn't work. If you said he was right, he'd then say, no, I'm not. He would have argued his way out of a paper bag. I'm not kidding you. Well, it got worse and worse. The guy next to him kept pouring him drinks. I'm like, don't give him any more. Don't give him any more. He couldn't sit up straight. He was that drunk. He ended up leaning on Nina. So if Nina had moved, he'd have gone straight on the floor. He was that bad. And the others were saying, oh, no, he's not that bad. He's not that bad. And I'm looking at him thinking, I just want to leave. Anyway, eventually, Nina does move and he does kind of go sideways. So we have to prop him up again. So he's propped up, leaning back on his chair at this moment. Then he decides that he's... Now, was he going? Was he actually leaving?
He was leaving, yeah.
He was leaving. So he knocks Nina sideways. He knocks me sideways. And I said to Mike, this is just not on. And then all of a sudden, he went green. And I mean green. Now, you need to understand where we are in this Thai restaurant, which actually has... a koi pond in the middle. Yes, Jonathan, a real koi pond. So you walk in the door of this restaurant and you're actually walking into
John is
a bridge.
After a Thai now, by the way.
You won't do when I finish this story. So you actually step onto a bridge and you walk over the koi pond. So it's huge. It is massive. And I think the toilets are facing the door, but we'd gone into this private room down the end. So you had to go up 3 stairs to get to the level of the koi pond. So he's knocked Nina flying, he's knocked me flying, and he's heading for the stairs. At which point, he's turned green by this point, and he literally just falls over, doesn't he? Mm. As he's heading to the stairs, his feet are all over the place and he goes down like a sack of potatoes, as they say here. So two of them get him up again. He says, I'm going to be sick. Chidge manages to grab a bin, but he doesn't quite make it in time.
It wasn't a bin, it was a bowl, I think.
It wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No, it was a bin 2.0. It looked like a Mac Pro. But the thing was, he missed the bowl. Chidge ended up wearing it. So they finally drag him into the gents and try and sort him out. But I won't say it was bad, but it took a fireman to get him home. Luckily, we have an in-house fireman. So he manages to get him home. Chidjum, on the other hand, goes into the bathroom and tries cleaning up. We were taking Chidge home. We had to drive him home with his arms hanging out the window because the smell would have knocked a donkey out. Bet you don't fancy a tie now.
Oh, Johnny's got thunder.
Oh, send it out.
We might get it in 10 minutes.
It's a bit dark. It's very dark at the moment.
Well, Lola's been out now.
Ooh. Vivid Lounge? What's that?
Yeah, it's where Johnny's local. Local tie.
Oh, you see, that's what I call local. Underneath the building. Whoa, that's good. That's clever. Let's have a look.
He's going to treat us when lockdown's over.
Yeah, it's going to have to be mild. I don't know what all this rubbish about mild was. It wasn't mild. Oh. Thai should be good for you, as it's made with rice noodles. Yeah, that was fine. But what they'd done was, it didn't matter what it was. I mean, even the jelly had chilli in it. Everything had chilli in it. It was vile. It was absolutely awful.
For live
awful.
Menu, search for Jubb on the App Store.
They operate walk-in only. So that it's a live menu, you don't get the menu on here.
Yeah.
Ooh, they might have one of those app snippet things, eventually. Ooh, they're actually open, Jonathan, so you could do that. I presume.
Well, is that Johnny's block of flats?
I presume for takeaway. Well, if it's on the top of it, yes, yeah. Mike. That looks cool. We shall have to do that. And then there's the cat cafe. I need to take Carolyn to the cat cafe, which is also nearby you. In the pond. So I'm trying to guess whether he wees in the pond or eats the fish. Well, he only just missed it. Honestly. This koi pond was there. And I said to Mike, thank God he didn't throw up in the koi pond. But yeah, they had to carry him out. The fireman took him out in a fireman's lift. The thing was, the fireman's about 5'8" and this guy was about 6'3". You should have seen it. And I said, you know, put a bag on his head or something. Do not let him throw up in the koi pond. We've never been back there. Thing was, that restaurant used to be a Chinese and it was fabulous. And then they turned it into this Thai and it was vile. It was awful. It was far too crowded for a start. They tried to squeeze too many in. Well, they're taking up all of this area with the koi pond. You know, they could have had a koi pond half the size. Oh, don't get me going. But, you know, every time we go past, it's like, don't look at in. Don't look at them. They might clock its us. So we never been back. Oh, bad news.
Not that we'd want to go back.
Bad news. Anyway, our kit's poorly. Our kit is not well. Well, mine isn't. There was a saga that didn't make it into the week at Matt Bites headquarters. Right, what happened was, I'm working away Wednesday night. And I temporarily put stuff on the desktop. I know we shouldn't store things there. That's not the point. There's a kind of physicality to it. I'll put it on the desktop and then I move stuff and I can see the desktop. Then I drag and drop it where I need it. So I had this stuff on the desktop. If you'd have said to me, what is it? I'd have really had to think what it was. I'm sure you're like that. I might be saying, oh, one will be a mail that I've got to send and another will be this and there'll be a graphic that I export and there'll be some stuff I want to put in the presentation. Basically, it's your work in progress stuff that I've either quickly exported from Affinity Designer or something I've got offline. Now, if I've downloaded it, obviously it'd be in the downloads folder. But if I've dragged it out of a window, it's probably on the desktop. So I had a few things on the desktop. And then much later on, I thought, right, I need that file. So I made the window. I've got Moom set up to make the window. You remember me showing it you? It was Option, Control, Shift and Q. And it gives me a strip down the right-hand side where I can see the desktop. Thing was, there was nothing on the desktop. Now, that could be right because I also have Desktop Curtain. And Desktop Curtain, you use a shortcut key and it hides all the icons on the desktop. It doesn't move them anywhere, it just hides them. Nice and simple. But I used the shortcut key and nothing appeared. So I'm sitting here looking at it and I'm thinking, did I move them? Am I ahead of myself? Did I tidy up? And I thought, I'm sure I didn't. I'm definitely sure I didn't. Now, on the odd occasion that's happened before, what I've done is I've opened up a Finder window, pointed it at the desktop, and we're good to go. Did that? Nothing on the desktop. So at that point, I'm thinking, there is nothing on the desktop. There is seriously nothing on the desktop. I'm thinking, you must have moved it. But I'm also thinking, I don't think I did. Because if I did, where did I put it? And because it was all mixed stuff, if it was one kind of thing, if it was all images for the presentation, then I may have put it in the folder for the presentation, but it wasn't. It was all mixed stuff. So it wouldn't have made sense to take all of this stuff and put the whole thing in one place. But that would appear to be what I had done. Thanks for that, Mike.
What? Thanks for what? No.
I've got a lovely message on my iPad all over the football that says, not your AirPods. Got rid of them. Honestly, Mike.
I'm trying to fix my audio problem.
Oh, you go and play with your audio problem. So, I'm looking for these files. Nowhere to be seen. At that point, I think you would just have to assume that either they'd been inadvertently deleted or that you have put them somewhere and you have no idea where. So, my next trick was to start thinking what was on there. Just the name of one file. And I'll do a search for it. I'll use WhoDaSpot and do a search for it. Luckily, the name of one file came back to me. So I opened WhoDaSpot and I did a search and it said, there's the file. And I thought, well, at least it's not deleted. I then promptly looked at it and it gives you a path where it is. The desktop. I thought, beg to differ, not there. So I could see it in WhoDaSpot, but I couldn't see it any other way. Not Pathfinder, not Finder, not looking at the desktop, not disabling desktop curtain, not stopping desktop curtain, not restarting the Finder. I thought, oh, you are kidding me. I'm going to have to restart the machine. So I finished everything off and rebooted. And I thought, it's got to come back when you've rebooted. No, no files on the desktop. But again, if you did a search for them, they're there. Starts not exactly panicking, but just like, well, what am I going to do if I cannot see them and I can't remember all the names, which I couldn't? How am I going to make sure that I've got them? So obviously I started doing some testing by adding a new empty folder that appeared. I dragged and dropped an image off the internet that appeared. So it was literally just I couldn't see them. The old ones, from the first one that I put on there up to a certain point, everything after that you could see, but there was the stuff I needed was the stuff from before and I couldn't get to it. What would you have done at that point, considering I'd already rebooted? So I'd rebooted, I'd cleared the PRAM, you name it, I had done it. Restarted the Finder a dozen times, closed all of the apps. I'd used different, instead of just relying on the Finder in case Finder had a problem, I even used Pathfinder and Forklift, and still I could not see these files on the desktop. What do you do at that point? Well, I have a look at Deb. Neeson-Law runs a wonderful Thai restaurant. Oh, you see, low seasoned, medium and hot. You see, that's normal. That's nice. But this thing was red hot. It was awful. You see, some people can't have it hot, can they? My mum couldn't. She had ulcers. So she couldn't really have hot food. It really took her badly. But we won't be going back to that one for more reasons than that. So, anybody got an idea what you would have done if that was you? Because Mike was in bed, or I he would have heard about it as well. But he didn't. How's your audio?
I don't know. I've been to deal with a dog.
Oh, she's not at it again?
No, she just wanted to go out.
Again?
For a wee.
We've got a bit of a breeze.
We have.
Hold that thought. We've got a bit of a breeze. Oh, nobody's got any ideas what to do. Or are you just leaving me to tell you how I fixed it? This was tricky, but I did have a thought at this point, which was, well, one thought I had, Jonathan would just panic. One thought was I had a backup from the night before. And if I mounted that backup disk, mounted it rather than booted to it, then I should be able to see what was on the desktop. But the problem I'd have with that is the files that I've been working on that day wouldn't have been there. And what I was actually doing was working on the presentation for After Hours on Friday. And didn't that go well? Totally different business. So at that point, I'm thinking what I actually need is like a copy of what was on the desktop. about an hour ago, the last time I looked. Leave it for 24 hours and see if it fixes it. Yeah, I could have done that. What concerned me was, when you say fix it, like they would just magically appear. Because anything new that I put on the desktop was fine. So my main concern was, if half of them came back, how would I know that was only half of them? I wouldn't. So I may have something in suspended animation forever. So, what I actually did. I am fortunate enough to have the foresight to do two things. One, I use iCloud Desktop and Documents, which may or may not be a good thing, but in this case, it was. And the other thing that I do, instead of having like only my main Mac using Desktop and Documents, I have one other Mac in the house. Well, actually, no, I've got three other Macs, two laptops and one iMac that is set up to use Desktop and Documents. I also, of course, have access to Desktop and Documents through my iPad. So I picked up an iPad and I had a look on there. All the files were there. It was just this Mac that would not acknowledge that. So I checked another two iPads. Everything was there. So I thought, right, OK, plan B. Let's go to the other Mac. So I remote desktoped into the other Mac and there were all the files. So I swiftly made a copy of them to a local folder on that machine. Then I made another copy of them. And then finally, I moved the files off that desktop where I could actually see them to a third folder. And then I transferred them to my computer. That solved the problem, if you will, because it moved the files. So at least I know all of the files. I've got them. My concern was, how does something like that happen? And if you only had one file or two files there, how would you even know it had happened? And particularly, I mean, the point when I'm working on a presentation for After Hours, I'm working at such a pace, you could easily just think I didn't download it or something like that. Basically, my Mac is gaslighting me. So I got my files back, but I couldn't say that it's right because I don't know what actually caused it. Would it have fixed itself? It might have done. It might not have done. But I needed to know that I had a copy of those files at that point. So that was what I did. So fast forward to last night. I'm in the middle of doing a demo. Now, admittedly, it was hot. And more than it being hot, it's that oppressive, muggy, warm, pressury, horrid thing. So I think the machine could be not only hot, but also humid. So I'm working away and I could see it was stressing. But I was doing what I could to cool it down. But I noticed at one part of the demo, I did the export. This was when stuff started to not work correctly. And you know, you guys were there, you will have known. It started to misbehave at the point that I was doing the demo of navigation in Keynote, interactive adventure in Keynote. So I tried to export all of the slides as graphics. And I picked JPEG because they were the smallest. And it said it had done it. And I'm sat looking at a Finder window that was the location I'd exported them to, and they never appeared. And they didn't appear for such a long time that I thought to myself, they're not going to. So I re-exported them. At which point, I could see the folder, but not the files. So I knew the first one had worked, and I knew it was in the right place. So I'm looking at it, cursing under my breath. And I thought it could well go here, because that's just not right. Now, I've always had this thing with Mike that I need to be looking for a new Mac 2.5 years after I got my last one. So as soon as my Mac hits 2.5 years old, I need to be looking for another one. Obviously, we took the decision we were going to leave it as long as we possibly could because of the new chips. And there isn't a new iMac at the moment. But obviously, it reached its 3-year birthday the day after Lola. Or was it the day? I think it could have been Lola's birthday. That marked the 3-year anniversary of it. So now I haven't got AppleCare. So if anything happens with it, it's going to cost me to fix it. I've also got to get it to some kind of repairer to deal with it, which I don't even want to think about. So I soldiered on. And you saw what happened next. It just died a death on me. So today we've gone and we've had a look at iMacs. The ones that are there now, I've specced it up and I think it was 3,400. And I'd need to spend about £600 on RAM. So about £4,000. When did that happen? My first Mac was £1,200. So you're looking at about £4,000. So I had a look what they had in refurb. Short answer there, nothing. Nothing overnight. And when it came back this morning, all they had was laptops. Pretty much 16-inch. The youngest was from last year. So I said, I'm not paying through the nose for a laptop. So there was nothing in refurb. But the worst thing was, as I'm checking it, I'm thinking, right, so there's a laptop from then, there's a laptop in refurb. And obviously, you're specking it up, you're checking two things, the price at the bottom and the shipping date. The shipping date for this iMac was the 3rd of August. That's not right. Even a standard one, not a built-to-order one, the shipping date was well into the back end of July. And Timmy had said, we're going to be, you know, there will be more Intel Macs before we go to Apple Silicon. So looking at the shipping dates on all of the computers, so I then spent an hour sorting that out, the only ones that have slipped really badly are the iMacs. So I know he mentioned it, that there would be more Intel Macs, but he didn't go into detail as to which ones or when. But looking at the shipping dates on these things, I'm thinking they'll just release these speed bump iMacs with no fanfare after WWDC, not wanting to take the shine off the Apple Silicon. So we've put a bet on, haven't we, Mike? We're thinking potentially a speed bumped iMac within 3 weeks. But we'll see. But I don't really, obviously, I don't really want to spend any money on one right now. But it's working okay when it's cool. But when it gets in any way warm, it really gets carried away with itself and things go wrong. What actually happened at my end last night, which was how I knew we'd gone instantly, was that the actual broadcast software just died. It just crashed. And I saw it disappear from the screen. So I'm in the middle of that bingo card demo. And I said to Mike, I think we've gone. And Mike said, no, everything's fine. It's still on here. And I said, wait for it. And about 20 seconds later, he went, you've gone. I said, yes, I know I have. And the thing is, I can't get back into the broadcast. YouTube won't let me. So if I hadn't been able to use another machine, which I do, to control YouTube, I wouldn't have been able to actually stop the broadcast. So there would have just been hours and hours of black screen. But I left the thing running because if I stop the broadcast at the YouTube end, so basically stop YouTube receiving from my machine because my machine was no longer sending anything, then the chat would have closed. So we just stopped in suspended animation. And really that was for the chat. And we decided, we took a vote in your absence, Jonathan, that we'd do that demo next week. So that was what happened. I'm hoping the same does not happen tonight because I've got a live show on Brooklands in 22 minutes. So fingers crossed. But it is a little bit cooler. I don't have a fan actually on the computer itself, but I have had a fan on the computer all night. So it was nice and cool till I had to move it. And tonight, of course, we're not broadcasting video. So hopefully it'll be a little less stress on the system. But I could well be in the market for a new Mac, most unfortunately. Or a broadcast PC. Or both. Something to think about. So Jonathan says, when they bring their own processors out, it's not going to be hard to compare the processing power if they're just called 16, 17 and 18. I think you just go for the best one, which I can simply inform you will be the most expensive. But that's what you'll get. My main concern about that at the moment is there's no time frame for it. It's just trust us. You know Apple. Just trust us. When we're ready, not when you're ready. They seem to forget that you need to kind of plan a purchase. Now, they would say, no, you don't, because you can get free credit. I don't buy stuff on credit, full stop. So I would like to know how much I'm going to need to have available. And it, even if it's a vague time frame, and a vague time frame to me is quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. But you know Apple. Sometime down the line takes a bit of a puff on a spliff. Chill, dude. It'll be ready when it's ready. Thanks for that, Tim. That tells me absolutely nothing. Obviously, he said 2 years. So I'm thinking quarter four, 2022. 2 years would obviously be WWDC 2022, but you know Apple and things slip. I think laptops, it's going to be a while of a wait, but maybe the iMacs will be the last thing they update. Because if they are, and he said they're bringing out something that's got an Intel chip, the iMacs are the only one that have got a 7 to 8 week wait. So I'm not pleased. Wind bites.
5 ear cleaners later, it's clean and I can hear.
So it was you?
Yeah.
We won't take any pictures of that, Mike. People are thinking about Thai food. So don't get a broadcast PC. Mike practically lives in Windows. We can't become wind bites. Or Mick bites. Oh, Mick bites. No, definitely not. No. Hello, Mrs. Simon.
Johnny, if you are going to do it with ear cleaners, don't... Oh, Johnny's taken 6 ear cleaners. Hopefully you haven't pushed too hard because they say that might damage it.
No, you just kind of swipe it over, yeah. Hence needing some kind of alcohol.
That's
with
what
it,
I've done.
And just give it time. Another thing you could actually do is if you've got any lint and you put the alcohol on the lint, if you put that flat on the table and then you put the AirPod above it and hold it against the lint, gravity should assist you. Let's put it like that. It would take longer, but at least it would be the right way up and you could gently tap it to help things along.
Or blow.
Or just clean your ears before you use them. Or just get sensible headphones like mine. I do use in-ear, but I must admit...
What do you mean sensible headphones? You've got a pair of them.
I do, but you know what? I thought they were the dog's doodahs. And then I got this pair. And this pair is just amazing.
Oh, right. So you don't use them?
Not as often, no.
Oh, right.
I use them, but not as often.
They could come to a home here as a spare.
Could they really? Have you never thought of going for anything cheaper? Oh, what's that make?
What do you mean, have I thought of going for anything cheaper?
I think it's Anker Soundcore. I got a pair before I got the Apple ones. I think they were Anker Soundcore. They were great. The only thing I'd say with them was, not quite... sound-wise, I thought they were equal. They don't look quite as pretty. But in the charging department and everything, they were great. The only slight issue is... they connect, and then if you come back to them the next day, they're fine, and the next day, they're fine. But if you've not used them for a week, you come back and, like, one's connected and one's not, and then you've got the connection dance to do. But they are pretty decent. I mean, they've got some that are the pro ones now, and they've got, like, their standard ones. So these first ones are what I would say is equivalent to the ones that we're talking about, the AirPods, and then the next one I'll send you is the AirPod Pro.
I've done that as well, Johnny.
What?
Rather than deafen myself, Johnny's managed to knock it down 2 volume levels.
Oh, your activity app, I love you.
It's amazing. It's amazing, isn't it? What a little bit of cleaning can do.
It is, isn't it? There's another one. Now, these are black, and I know the Apple ones are white. But if you look at these, they look identical. And when you think about the price difference, bearing in mind here, these are $99.99. And the Apple ones are $250, I think. Oh, they do a white one. They do a white one. Right, so they're $99.99. The Apple ones are $250. But there's a £20 voucher off. So they would be $79.99 today. I'll send you the link for the white ones. And they do look, apart from the little red flashes on them, they do look identical to the Apple ones to me. And I know from the ones that I've had, the sound quality is fantastic. Let's have a look what people have got to say.
Anyway, Johnny, now you've cleaned your iPods, you're cleaning your ears.
Oh, no, the reviews are pretty decent.
AirPods 4.7. Even, not iPods.
4.7. Brilliant wireless earbuds, best buy ever. I've used Anchor before, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it goes on for hours and hours and hours. That really is a long review. But basically, he likes them. So they're worth having a look at. Is it the active noise cancelling? I've no idea, Jonathan. Let me have a look. There's Liberty Airs that look identical. These got noise cancelling. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Let's have a look.
Kim says, is this the pods you can sleep in? I've never slept with them.
No, no, that's not the ones. I'm just trying to see if this has got noise cancelling. I'm not sure, Jonathan. Jonathan, I shall charge you with reading all of that and letting me know. You have a look at that while I talk about the other ones. No, the ones that you sleep in, they are not separate like these. These are two separate individual pieces that are wireless, completely wireless. The ones that you sleep in are much smaller than that. They're literally the size of the little rubber tip. And they have a cable. The cable goes behind your head. And there is the volume control and the next back buttons on the cord. And they are fantastic. I must admit, Deb recommended those, and I thought, I've not had much joy with those. Let me see if I can find them. Warm, not quite. Headphones. Let's have a look. Really funny make. It's called Goojodku. No, it sounds ridiculous. These are the ones that you sleep in. Ah, you see, you're tempted now, Jonathan. That's what I did the first time round. I didn't get the AirPods. I couldn't really be interested in them at the very beginning. People said they were fantastic, but I'm thinking I'll wait for the revision twos. But in the meanwhile, I got a pair of the Anker ones. In fact, I didn't. What I did first was I got the cheapest, most rubbish pair that you could see. They were, I think they're about £7 from eBay. And they were just a knockoff of the Apple ones. But I thought, I'll try it, you know, and see what they're like. They were amazing. So I thought, if they're that good, what would the Apple pair be like? Hence, on the day they were released, I went out to buy a pair. So we're in the... Well, we weren't in a queue, were we? We were being dealt with by this guy who, typical everyday sexism, started talking to Mike. And Mike went, don't talk to me. She's buying them. And I thought, how rude. Oh, it's 20... Well, it was, what, 2019? And we're still doing that? Still? Really? Because PC World got ripped a new one for that, didn't they, when they tried it? We went in looking for a broadband router and he started talking to Mike. Mike's eyes were glazing over. And eventually he went, I've not got a clue what you're talking about. You're going to have to talk to her. And the guy just looked like, what? Yes, still doing that. But as I'm looking at them and we're doing the payment thing, Mike decided he was having a pair. So that's how come Mike got a pair. You couldn't stand cables getting in the way. I'm not too bad. It depends. If I'm moving, then I agree with you. Yeah, I never really wore the in-ear ones from Apple. I've got a drawer full of those unopened. So I never really bothered with those. But I'm finding I always had to have different headphones. So I had headphones that I would listen to my music on. I'd have headphones that I had attached to my Mac. And I also had a pair of editing headphones. And editing headphones give you like a much... They're usually more expensive. So you're looking at a minimum of £70 upwards to as much as you want to pay. And you use those so you can hear every nuance of what you're editing. You don't want to miss like Mike's chair squeaking or something like that. And then so you can take it out. And I had a pair of Sennheisers, and the Sennheisers were great. I loved the fact they were cabled, but I loved the fact that if bits of them wore out, so that particularly the ear bits over your ears, if they wore out, you could just buy replacement parts. It was fantastic. So obviously on eBay, for about £2, you'd get like four pairs of them. So it was brilliant. They lasted years. The problem was the cable was so thin and it went in both sides that you started losing one ear, and it was the cable wearing, and obviously you couldn't change that. So after that, I started researching, and I decided I'd get DJ headphones. And DJ headphones allow you to plug a cable in. So they call it DJ, really, I think, so you can take the cable out and pack the things up. But the headphones that I got, I particularly wanted the cable separate because that was what had broken on the other one. And it gives you the benefit that you can buy, or sometimes they even come with, a range of cables. So I've got like a 5 metre cable, a 2 metre cable, a 1 metre cable, I've got like a a short cable. Now, you might be thinking, what on earth do you need like a 6-inch cable for? That's not going to plug into anything. But actually, it has its uses. If you have a pair of headphones, like your editing headphones, and they're not Bluetooth, if you get a short cable and a Bluetooth transmitter stroke receiver, just hang that off it. And then they are Bluetooth headphones. So I'd done that for years. And I'd had various headphones for years. I even had a pair, I can't remember the make, but they were expensive. And they were cabled, but they had noise reduction on, supposedly. And I flicked the switch and you're like, yeah, not seeing a difference at all. So I was very sceptical about noise reducing headphones. So fast forward, many, many, many headphones later, I read a review, can't even remember how I stumbled across this review, and it recommended these headphones. I think they're called Teotronics. And they were from somebody who was an audio engineer. And he had tried them and said he could not believe how good they were. That they just should not be that good. But he made the point not to buy the more expensive pair because they weren't as good. And he particularly focused on the sound reduction thing, noise reduction. And I thought, it sounds too good to be true, because what the ones I'd had with noise reduction, I didn't think much of. And he's on about the frequency response and all the rest of it. So I carefully read this review. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'll just try a pair. So they are noise-cancelling Bluetooth Teotronics. And it's the new, well, this one was when I got them, November last year. And they were the new 2019 version. So they're $69.99. I got them cheaper. They were on offer. But at $69.99, they come with a case. And the cases were selling for £15-20. But they also come with a whole range of cables as well. So I thought, I'll try them. They'll probably not be brilliant, but I'll try them. Oh, my word. The noise reduction is amazing. So when I'm sat in front of our industrial fan, oh boy, I can hear it. Pop the headphones on, turn the noise reduction on. It just goes. There is no noise. It's silent. It's like a miracle. They are amazing with the noise cancelling. But the other thing with them is the music, when you play music, they're fabulous. When I'm listening to Audible books, which I do virtually all day, every day, they're amazing. And I thought, I wonder if they'd be good enough for editing with. So I took them and decided I would edit with them. And again, they are absolutely perfect. So much so, I'm looking at this and thinking, might need to get another pair of those, because if these ever break, I am in trouble. I've never had a pair of headphones as good as these. And that includes my AirPods. So that high praise. High praise. They're Bluetooth, but they also have a cable capability. So they're like DJ headphones that you can plug a cable in if you want to. So on my Mac, I always plug a cable in. I never listen to Bluetooth on my Mac. And the reason is, if you do, you wouldn't be hearing anything on the radio, because the audio would be piped from the computer via Bluetooth to my headphones, and I wouldn't be able to pipe it anywhere else. So I always have a pair of cabled headphones. The only thing I had to do with these was, I've got a cable run underneath my desk, and it brought the cable out on the left-hand side. And all of my other headphones, you attach the cable on the left-hand side, and this one, it's on the right-hand side. So after one too many accidents, I recabled under my desk, and I've now got it set up so I can take the cable from the back of the Mac to the right or the left. So that's an extension cable, and then I've got another cable that plugs into there. Now, I did have a red one, and it was because our carpet in here is black and we never put the light on, and I was forever tripping over the cable, so I thought I'd get a red one, and I did, and it was fantastic, and I had that cable for years, and then it broke. So I ordered another one, and it's fabric, which I wouldn't particularly have gone for. I would prefer like plastic because I can clean it. But it was relatively inexpensive and it solved a problem. It's bright red. I can see it. So I know when I'm hooked up and when I'm not. But the thing is, it will take any cable. It will take no cable. Do Bluetooth. The noise reduction uses power. But if you have the noise reduction off, which during the day I don't particularly need the noise reduction, then having it on cable, it doesn't use any battery power. But when you've got it on battery and you've got the noise reduction on, you still get about 20 odd hours out of it. It is a pretty amazing piece of kit. I would, if I was buying another pair of headphones, and I might just get another one just in case, they are that good. They are that good. And when I think of what I'd paid, there was a pair many years ago for editing that was nearly £200. It's ridiculous. Right, let's have a look here. Where are we up to? Oh, you've just broken your Jabra's. Not good. Clumsy accident. I had a white pair that went that way. This is the thing. You're either attached or you're a little bit rough or whatever. I must admit, I don't even bother putting these in the case. What I do have is a hook on my desk. Now, if you get a hook for your headphones, arm and a leg. Literally £20-30 just for a hook to hang your headphones off. But forget that. Go to the household bit and look up kitchen hook. And you've got these hooks. They are identical. Difference, these are £1.99. You can get a pack for about £6. So I have those hanging around and I literally hang them on there. I do have a proper headphone rest. Hang my ear defenders on those. That's for when I want complete peace and quiet. I put a pair of in-ear headphones in and then put ear defenders on the top of them. But I actually think with this one, you probably wouldn't need it if you put the noise cancellation on. They are amazing. One ear still works. You get excited when you hear chicken. She's very quiet with chicken today. Chicken got a beating yesterday. What I need is to do chicken and get chicken in as a sound effect. I definitely need that. You never remember what you heard. Oh, Jonathan. You can set... is this with Audible? You could set yourself a go-to-sleep thing. And then at least it wouldn't be too far ahead. You can't concentrate on audiobooks. You need to read it to see what's really going on. Sometimes I feel like that, Kim. There's some books that are brilliant as audiobooks. And there's others that, you know, not quite. That it's a good enough story, but... And I don't want to really blame the narrator, but sometimes they don't do the voices very well. And sometimes the narrator can absolutely make it. You know, it just grabs you from the minute you start listening. They can be very, very variable in quality. And sometimes, I agree with you, you just want to sit down and totally concentrate on that. There's a couple of books that I've listened to on Audible, and I've got the basis of the story, but the characters weren't defined enough, or the narrator didn't define them separately enough for it to be as clear as it should have been. But only a few. And I must admit, I also read a lot of like non-fiction. So I have that buzzing away in the background. And I'm kind of used to it. I want something on in the background. It'll be one of three or four things, because two I just dumped together. It'll either be I'm listening to something from Audible. I've got a YouTube video on, most of which I don't actually have to watch. If they're true crime or something like that, you don't really need to watch it. It's just like audio. And the other thing is something from either Amazon Prime or Now TV, but not often because I can't be bothered like watching on the TV. Having said that, the best thing I've seen in the last few weeks has been Lincoln Rhymes' The Hunt for the Bone Collector on Now TV. Whoa, that was good. Ooh, right. How far off Brooklands are we, Mike?
About a minute and a half.
A minute and a half.
Yeah, a minute.
I agree, Deb. It does have to be a very good narrator.
About a minute.
But some of them are amazing. We'll talk tomorrow. Make a note, Mike. We'll talk tomorrow about the best narrators. Right. It's the chat box. Yeah, we've always had that.
50 seconds.
50 seconds. Okay. So I need another iPad here so I can see what time I'm going in. What are we actually going in with, Mike?
I've got Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Is it? Right, well, okay.
Change it if you want.
No, if that's what you're going in with. Right, I shall key that up and get that down there. Because I've got all sorts going on here, Mike.
You ready?
No, not yet. Give me 1 second. Right, I'm ready when you are. Count me in, darling. Oh, we
Eight,
need to do an out on here.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.